I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 27th. A rollover crash in Quincy last night left two people injured. Police say a car traveling over the Four River Bridge into Quincy struck the rotary and then rolled onto its roof at about 10:30 last night. 31-year-old Brett Gowder of Wareham and a passenger were taken by Brewster Ambulance to South Shore Hospital with minor injuries, and Gowder will be facing motor vehicle violations. Quincy City Council wants to crack down on bicycle riders in Quincy. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci and at-large Councilor Ann Mahoney are proposing a new ordinance that places strict regulations on bicycle riding in Quincy. The measure states that residents across the city have expressed concern about young people riding bicycles recklessly across the city, creating a dangerous condition for them and for motorists and pedestrians. The new ordinance requires bicycle riders to adhere to the rules of the road for motorists, including stopping at red lights and stop signs, riding in the same direction as traffic, using hand turn signals, not interfering with traffic, and other regulations. The ordinance calls for fines of $20 to $50 for violations and allows for the impoundment of a bicycle for repeat offenders. Proposal will be introduced at tonight's City Council meeting. Also tonight, a resolution will be proposed calling on the state police to enforce the ban on commercial vehicles on Furnacebrook Parkway. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci and Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan, with at-large Councilor Ann Mahoney, say that tractor-trailer trucks are disrupting local neighborhoods off of Furnacebrook Parkway. They're calling on the state to enforce the commercial vehicle ban that has been in place since Furnacebrook Parkway was built. Quincy Police are mourning the loss of one of its retired canines, Narcotics Patrol canine Kaya. Was 14 and served from 2009 through 2016. She was donated to the Quincy Police Department by former Weymouth Police Chief Richard Grimes, who privately owned her. Quincy Police said Kaya graduated from the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department's Canine Academy and was certified both in narcotics detection and police patrol. Kaya was teamed with Quincy Police Officer James Cassidy and spent the last 4 years of her life enjoying a well-deserved retirement, living comfortably with Officer Cassidy and his family. In that statement, police said her service to the citizens was commendable in all aspects. She will be dearly missed and always remembered by the officers of the Quincy Police Department. An 11-year-old girl was seriously injured when she was struck by a school bus in Braintree Friday afternoon. Police said the girl was conscious and alert when she was taken to the hospital with her mother. Happened at about 2:30 Friday afternoon on Hillside Road near East Middle School. Braintree School Superintendent Jim Lee said the student was struck while crossing the street. Happened just a quarter mile from the school. EMTs, firefighters, and police pulled the girl out from under the bus and got her in an ambulance to go to a Boston hospital. Police said she appeared to have serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The superintendent is taking this chance to warn parents to educate their kids about safety when walking to and from school. The incident is still under investigation by Braintree and state police. A grand jury indicting a Randolph man on animal cruelty charges for allegedly beating two Canada geese with a stick. The geese later had to be euthanized. 55-year-old Ernest Allen pleaded not guilty to animal cruelty charges when he was arraigned in August in Quincy District Court and was released on personal recognizance. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey said the indictment will move the case to Norfolk Superior Court. Animal cruelty charges in Massachusetts can carry a prison term of 7 years. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott of Quincy announcing that he's been selected as one of 15 sheriffs from across the nation to participate in the inaugural session of the National Sheriff's Institute Jail Administration Course, hosted by the National Institute of Corrections and Major County Sheriffs of America. The recently developed course brings sheriffs together to highlight best practices in leading a correctional facility. The course, which will be held in Medford in October, will cover a variety of topics, including the role of sheriffs as both leaders of their facilities and their role in the community, the legal implications of operating a correctional facility, and assessing and planning for improvements in correctional facilities. Massachusetts State House taking some steps toward reopening after being closed to the public for 18 months amid the pandemic. It starts with requiring the COVID-19 vaccine for all members and staff. The Democrat-controlled House voted 131-28 last Thursday to require COVID-19 vaccinations for all representatives, officers, and employees in order to physically work in the State House as part of a larger four-phase reopening plan, despite grumblings from some Republicans. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy said that vaccines work. He says they are the most effective way to reduce transmission and prevent severe illness and death. Mariano says, as public servants, we should be leading by example and getting as many people as possible vaccinated. Requiring vaccinations for everyone in the House is a necessary first step toward reopening. The Senate adopted similar rules last month, following recommendations from its own reopening working group. Under the House plan, all members, officers, and staff will be required to show proof of vaccination to the House Human Resources Department by November 1st. The Senate is requiring verification by October 15th. Those who do not or cannot provide proof of vaccination for whatever reason will be required to continue working remotely. As the State House News Service reported, all but one Republican state representative, Representative Sheila Harrington of Groton, who voted in favor, voted against the rules, voicing opposition to the vaccine mandate and criticizing the reopening plan for lacking details. One woman is dead and a man is injured following a double shooting in Dorchester. Police say the shooting happened about 9 o'clock Saturday night on Westview Street. Both victims were taken to an area hospital. The woman died of her injuries. The man was in stable condition. The victims have not been identified. Authorities were seen investigating a crime scene in the area of the Franklin Field Apartments. No arrests have been reported. The first Afghan refugees arrived in Massachusetts over the weekend. The governor's office first announced that a family of three arrived on Friday, and then a second family arrived in Boston yesterday. The family of five, which included a father, mother, and three girls, flew into Logan Airport. The families are being helped by a nonprofit called the Refugee and Immigrant Assistance Center, which is collecting donations on their behalf. According to State Department data for the Afghan Placement and Assistance Program obtained by the AP, about 900 evacuees will be brought to Massachusetts. More evacuees are expected to arrive in the coming weeks and months. The governor's office says it will continue to coordinate with the federal government and relevant nonprofit organizations in the Commonwealth who serve those populations. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey is throwing her support behind City Councilor Michelle Wu in Boston's November 2nd mayoral election. Janey announced her endorsement for Wu last Saturday. Wu was the top vote-getter in September's preliminary election, followed by fellow City Councilor Anissa Asabi George, who also advanced to the general election. Janey finished fourth in the preliminary. She called Wu the best candidate based on her record on equity and justice. Janey announced that the transition of power for whomever is elected mayor will take place on November 16th. The mayor is typically sworn in the following January, but because former Mayor Marty Walsh left his term early to serve as U.S. Labor Secretary, the city charter states that a new mayor shall be sworn in after the November 2nd election results are certified. At least nine people were injured when an escalator malfunctioned last night at the Back Bay T station. Boston EMS reported the injuries appeared to be minor. Transit police and the Boston Fire Department were also at the scene with EMS. The T reported the incident occurred just after 6 o'clock last night on an escalator connecting the Amtrak and commuter rail platforms to the street-level lobby of the station. The T will be closing the escalator until further notice while they investigate that incident. Well, a Boston Bruins legend is doing his part to help two Massachusetts hockey players who suffered serious injuries on the ice. Ray Bourque, Hockey Hall of Famer, who played the first 21 seasons of his NHL career with the Bruins, held a fundraiser for A.J. Quetta and Jake Thibault through the Bourque Family Foundation's annual 7.7K road race, which was held yesterday at the Thorncroft Country Club in Middleton. Quetta, a graduate of Bishop Feehan High School and North Providence native, suffered a spinal cord injury when he crashed headfirst into the boards in a January 26 game against Pope Francis in West Springfield. And Thibault, a Fitchburg resident and a senior at Milton Academy, broke two vertebrae in his back and suffered a small brain bleed while playing with his club team, the 18 and under Boston Bulldogs, at the Eastern Alliance kickoff tournament over the Labor Day weekend. Participants in the road race or a 5K walk had the option to run or walk for AJ's Army and Team TBO Tough. Through the race event, the Bourque Family Foundation was able to raise nearly $25,000 for Quetta and Thibault. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 33 points. The NASDAQ dropped 4. The S&P rose 6. Asian shares also mixed, as were currencies, and oil is at just under $75 a barrel. In sports, of course, Patriots lose to the Saints yesterday, 28-13, and the Red Sox were downed by the Yankees, 6-3. Boston will be at Baltimore to take on the Orioles tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy and pleasant with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy tonight, chilly, low 48. Scattered showers around tomorrow, high of 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. And Thursday, scattered showers, highs in the low 60s. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Southwesterly winds gusting to 20 knots at a high tide at 4:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:36, sets at 6:31. One note, the American Red Cross holding a community blood drive in Quincy today from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, September 27th.